Welcome to Tim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
They renamed this? This used to be the Nokia Theater. Oh my fucking god, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, this will only hurt for a minute, young Dylan.
Really? Yeah, mine takes 3 minutes. It's kind of like ramen.
And there's a lot of different ways you can go. Why you would accept dick, I don't know.
He's like, you want to taste it? I'm like, yeah, I want to taste it. Because he has one. Like, I see him with one all the time.
He pulled out his dick.
Nice.
You can order a Mike and Dylan sandwich at Jim's Barbecue. It's number 3
on the menu. Typically, you pay extra for that.
My God.
Oh my God.
Hi, welcome to episode 55 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, guys, it's episode 55.
Yes, it is.
You said it so fast. I almost like the first one better. You're just like, let's just get started.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Hi. Welcome to episode 55 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan. And we're coming to you live from NPR headquarters.
Nice.
2.7 FM.
That'd be cool.
What? We're on the radio now? Oh my god. Oh, fuck, what are we going to do? Oh, I think we just got fined.
Nice.
We just got fined?
Yes. FCC is coming after us now.
Uh-oh.
So yes. The FCC won't let me be or let me be me on MTV.
Indeed. But, Jim, episode 55, big number for you and I.
You and I. Yes, absolutely. Our hockey number.
Yes. Our hockey number, the end of my longtime screen name on various web forms and email addresses and such.
And such.
Mainly, I kind of gravitated towards it because of my Sammy Hagar fandom.
Yeah, I think, was it your one email address a long time ago? I can't drive 55?
It still is, actually.
Okay.
It's basically my dumping ground for all the email I don't want to get.
Yeah, it's the address I gave Dylan. Don't give him my real email, dude.
Oh, I won't.
Oh, I've just been emailing Mike all this time?
No, it's my bullshit account.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta have at least, Dylan, you gotta have at least like 3 or 4 email addresses.
Oh, yeah, I have a Yahoo account that I never check. I have an AOL account that I never check. Most of them are updated, though.
Updated. What do you mean by that?
Like, most of my, like, social media is connected to, like, one,
Oh, I see.
So.
One email.
To rule them all.
Wow, we're geeks, right? But, no, it's more so to do with, how much of a fan of Sammy Hagar I've been over the years, and, the I Can't Drive 55 song, and, it's where mine stems from. And yes, I kind of started using it as a hockey number. It was a good opportunity just to, when I started playing in the, street hockey thing, right? With you guys, the Kevin Smith street hockey thing, the street hockey tournament that's coming up in June, it worked out well to incorporate that number as being my jersey number because of what my screen name was on that web board. So.
Hey, Dylan.
So I that's what I want.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to ask, what about yours? I mean, did you have some sort of,
Oh, wow.
Well, no, I'm trying to, like, get you to tell a story, Jim.
I know, but we've told this story before, but I'll tell it again, Mike.
I know, but we're talking about 55 now, so let's, tell the story again.
I just wanted to give you shit, but, that street hockey thing, right, Dylan?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. So anyway, my number is, manifested into 55. So, my favorite number is 5 because of Luke Red 5 from Star Wars. So that was my number for everything before. And growing up in the 80s and liking hockey, everybody had double digits. You had Lemieux was 66, Coffey was 77, was Lindros 88?
Lindros was 88.
Gretzky 99. I mean, we could do the other ones or whatever, but so, and that's when I started playing and I was like, I want double digits. I'm 55. So that's how I became 55.
Actually, on the Penguins, it was Larry Murphy.
Yes.
Was 55.
In fact, it's funny because when I was in college, I think my junior year in college.
Excuse me.
Bless you. My sister bought me a Penguins jersey and had it customized.
Personalized?
Yeah. And she put Edelston 55 on it. And
okay.
I remember wearing it to college one day. And you know, I was walking and it must have walked by some other Pens fans or whatever. And they're like, Larry Murphy! And then I walked by and the name wasn't Murphy on it.
They went, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
So, but yeah, it was a pretty cool gift by my sister. I liked it. In fact, two of my hockey jerseys are from her.
Very nice.
Yeah, my Albany
it's
River.
It's kind of funny that my number is one digit below you guys.
It is.
That's 54.
Because you're the little guy.
Yeah. But it's almost little like buddy. You're always meant to do this.
Perhaps.
Star Wars is on channel 39.
Oh, is it? I'm not surprised. It is May the 4th.
Hey, Mary Lou.
I'm recording.
Hey, Mary Lou.
She said I was.
Goodbye,
she said I was handsome Earl.
Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
So, she kind of, we're not bearing the lead on this show because we are going to talk about that. But before we get into the
what a great segue, podcast, Grandma.
Yeah, thanks, Grandma.
But dude, wait a minute. I got to stop you. How fucking awesome is that, dude? Your grandma comes in and she's like, Star Wars is on. That's fucking kick-ass, dude.
It is pretty kick-ass.
So, sorry to interrupt.
And then, meanwhile, everybody out there listening is just like, this fucking loser still lives at his parents' house.
Nice. Oh, nothing wrong with that, dude. Milk it for all you can, brother.
Yes.
So, I interrupted you, man. Do you want to...
No, I was just going to say, you know... I kind of lost my whole. You were on a roll. I know. I was on a roll, and so now I lost it. So I can't go back to that.
Sorry, dude.
That's all right. I can't hold it against her. She was trying to tell me fucking Star Wars was on.
Dude, anybody so should.
Like, yeah, I know, but
in fact,
I got to talk to these guys though about Star Wars.
That's anything Star Wars related is definitely you can interrupt what anybody's doing at any time.
Absolutely.
I see nothing wrong with that, but. I think Dylan... Oh, sorry.
No, I was just saying not at all. I tell you what, though. I mean, if you want to hear us talk about Star Wars, you want to hear us talk about hockey, you want to hear us talk about television, you can check us out at Cock. Yes. Copious amounts of cock. You can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can get your weekly Twitter updates about Star Wars and hockey and cock and other sundry things by following us on Twitter. Ooh. And I don't know, maybe you'll see a picture of one of those things. Hopefully not one of them. If you follow us on Instagram, both of those accounts are at Jim's BBQ Pod.
Nice. So you can always email us too at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com to find out about the cock. And go to www.jimsbbqpod.com to check out our meet, the episodes, fresh from the grill, so to say, right there.
You know, I just wanted to say, hey, you know what? If you're going to email us about cock, can you also tell us what a Sarge Dillon is as well?
Oh, God, please. Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
Jim, that sounded a little lustful. Oh, God, please, more.
Well, you know what? I was going to say, though, too, if all's anybody interested in is hearing us talk about cock, you could just listen to the intros, the new intro. Well, they're not really so new now, but the intros that Mike did up that are fantastic. And
there's an alarming I think I mentioned this earlier, but there's an alarming amount of cock mentioned in the intros.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If you want to, just go and listen to those if you want to hear about... Whoa, dude, wait, I got...
He was getting excited there.
Mike, could you please isolate that for me? Because I want that to be my text notification message. But, dude, Dylan, you were like...
I was wheezing a little bit.
No, dude, you had something in your mind. You were already queuing it up to speak. I was still talking, and you were trying to get it out. So the only thing that happened was...
I was laughing. Oh, God.
That was good, dude.
But you know
I was going to say, that, but there's the one where it's just me being like, big penis coming my way.
You know what's killer about those, though, is that Dylan fails to mention is that he picked out, like, quite a few of the audio clips for those intros.
Oh, yes, he did. He did.
That is true.
He picked out all the good shit.
I mean, granted, I have some culpability in those intros as well. I did pick out, you know, some of the nuggets, if you will.
Nuggets.
That are contained in those intros. But Dylan did have quite the, I was going to say quite the hand in those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, we've derailed so badly.
Yes, we have. So, all right, let's get it back on track. So, I've got something different I'm drinking this week, so, but...
But wait, before you get there, don't forget, if you want to hear all about Dylan and his cocks, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, there's even Stone Cock Talk, too.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Stone Cocks? Wait a minute, where the hell do you get those?
From the Caribbean, I think.
From Cozumel.
I see what you did
there. We'll be headed on our second annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise. Yep.
Oh, so I actually can get a Stone Cock there.
In October of 2018. It seems so far away.
The Dylan birthday cruise.
The Dylan and Sean birthday cruise.
Oh, their birthday's that close?
My brother, previous podcast guest, Sean.
It's finally nice to hear you give him the respect he deserves.
I say that every time. And then, not to mention, it's also Liz and my anniversary that same week.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of celebrating going on.
We'll be celebrating 14 wonderful years of marriage at that point. There you go. But... Hey, what are you drinking tonight, Jim?
Oh, I have a nice and tasty Gross Gosses from the Indian Wells Brewing Company. It is called Pimple Pop, and you're going to have to go out to the Facebook site to check it out. But it's quite tasty. It's a unique blend. You know, I didn't notice this when I bought it, but I told you guys when I went to that candy store that they had a bunch of gourmet sodas, and I bought like 10 different ones to try on the pod. Not saying I'm a huge fan of it, but it is good. I mean, it's worth drinking. But I didn't notice this.
What the fuck is it? What does it taste like?
Well, I didn't notice this until just now. It says marshmallow soda on the side. I guess that's why. I don't know. But hold on. Let me taste it again now that I know that. Yeah, I can taste it now. When I tasted it before that, kind of like what it tastes like is a little bit of cream soda, which I love, a little bit of squirt, and a hint of which I can taste now. They were trying to make the marshmallow taste, which it does kind of taste like that, but it's like a real light hint of the sweetness of a marshmallow, but with a real light hint of like. And I hate black licorice, but it's faint. It's really faint, like that kind of taste. And I can't remember what that's called, but like what officially black licorice is called. But it's got that little bit of hint.
Anise.
What is it?
Anise.
Yeah. So
that anise.
Yeah, I hate black licorice, but this tastes pretty good.
I'm not a fan.
So a fun fact about black licorice, though, and I don't know if this is true. We should probably Google it, but I read.
Oh, was that black licorice?
Black licorice, yeah. I don't know how true this is, but I guess liking black licorice boils down to your DNA. I guess there's some gene or something in your DNA that you people either like it or they hate it. Which I've read that a couple different times about it, so it must be true. If there's a few places that had it, everything on the internet's true. State Farm commercial said so. So 6 callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Okay,
that's one of the State Farm commercials. But it is pretty tasty, and now that I've seen the marshmallow soda on the side, I can really, really taste that that's what they were going for.
When you said Pimple Pop, I was like, what?
Yeah, it is called Pimple Pop.
That's revolting.
The cover, the picture on it, has a dude in the emblem, and he's like kind of smiling, and he's got some, you know, well-infested pimples on his face, and he's like popping one of them, and it's squirting out onto the label and running down the side of it.
Ew.
Ew. I sent you guys a picture. Didn't you get it?
I know, but I didn't. I guess I didn't really have to look hard enough.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ah.
I always forget how squeamish Mike is.
That is so fucking nasty.
Oh, that, ew, that is gross.
It,
oh, wait till you guys see this on the Facebook page, because it's really, it's heinous.
On the Facebook.
I said on the Facebook
page. I know, and I said on the Facebook. I just, do you guys ever watch the,
oh, I thought you were,
the League?
I thought you were mocking.
Oh, no, no.
The League?
Yeah. Dude, I love Taco. But, dude, when he created the offline social networking, my face, yeah. That was, I don't know why, but that segment really, really did it for me.
Yeah, his parts in that show are pretty epic. I mean, the whole Eskimo Brothers thing is really funny.
That even has a special place for us, too, because it's so funny. But, blah, 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 what was I going to say? I guess he was a YouTuber or something. I think he's from Canada. Like, I didn't know that, but.
Well, that explains why he's so funny.
Because he's Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
You betcha.
But how about all the trouble that the one dude got in?
Oh, was it Kevin?
I think so.
Yeah, I can't remember what he did, but I remember it happening. But
you got in like a boltload of trouble.
Yeah, do you remember what it was though?
God, it was something. I what in the fuck was that? Is Dylan me. Snoring?
No, I just burped.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say we were being boring.
No, I just burped. I just didn't open my mouth.
Alrighty then. Do you remember what it was, Mike? Or
I don't. I was gonna look it up because it was pretty. I remember it was pretty bad.
I agree, but I cannot fucking remember what the hell it is though.
Oh, it's shit. It was the story about how he narrowly missed being in the towers in 9/11.
Oh, and he really wasn't there. That's what it was. Yep.
Yeah. And it didn't sit very well with people. Yeah,
no doubt.
As you can imagine. So, Dylan, now that we've bored you a little bit, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, for as weird as Jim's bottle artwork is, my beer has a very weird name. It's called Schploing.
Well, I think that's what would happen when you pop the pimples on on Jim's label artwork.
Is that same noise?
Schploing.
Yeah, but it's an IPA from made by Omnipolo. They're from Sweden, and God, I gotta fucking read what's in this thing because it's just kind of ridiculous. I split a 4-pack of this with some coworkers just because I'm like, I have to try this.
Did a Swedish chef make it?
It kind of sounds like it. So it's an IPA brewed with marshmallows, graham crackers, salt. Lactose, sugar, mango, and vanilla.
Huh.
And I'm really just getting the mango and some of the vanilla, and it's very tasty, but I'm a little disappointed that I don't really taste any of the other shit. Unless they were just like, yeah, we're just being, you know, a troll and just saying that this has all this crap in it. So, but it's pretty tasty regardless.
It's so funny how, like, I was telling about how I can taste the different stuff in the cream soda, like how I taste the shit, and you guys do the same thing with beer, but... Maybe I learned it from you guys.
Maybe. I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
What about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? From one of my favorite breweries, from Three Heads Brewing, I have their Baltic Porter aged in iron smoke whiskey barrels.
Ooh.
Yeah. I figure every once in a while, you know, we got to represent one of our, one of the friends of the podcast. They just released this. It's been aged in the whiskey barrels, I think, probably around 6 to 8 months. When they first produced the Baltic Porter, they immediately put some in these whiskey barrels that they had in and around the brewery just to age it and give it some character.
Right.
Man, it's darn delicious. It's got some nice notes of vanilla and coffee, and it's drinking really well. But hey, if you guys ever come to Rochester, New York, you listen to this podcast, you gotta go out to Three Heads Brewing. You know, catch a, if you're into music, catch a live band performing there. Have a few beers, say hi to Jeff and Dave and Todd. You know, they'll all be happy.
Yeah, tell them the boys from Jim's Barbecue sent you, and they'll be like, what?
Yeah, pretty much. No, you know what you do? You tell them the cream.
There you go.
And then they'll be like, oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, because if they walk in and be like, well, Edelston sent us, and they'll be like, who the fuck is that? That sounded like you're glug, 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 glug.
No, I was pouring it out into my glass, sir.
Pouring it hard?
Yeah, man.
Nice, look at that throwback to E-Man.
Oh, man.
I was listening to E-Man.
You know, I, speaking of, E-Man and, your good friend Henry, Henry called us out, on Facebook this past
week. No, he did too. Deservingly so. He
totally did.
In my fault.
Deservingly so, but I think he's gonna find that we're gonna have more episodes, coming than he knows what to do with.
Yeah, he'll know what to do with them. You know what I'm saying?
You know, hopefully, you'll listen to him. Hopefully.
He will. I gotta give him props. I think Henry might be our number one loyal listener.
I hope so. But, hey, you know what? We don't normally do things that are, time specific, I guess you would say, but, today is, I don't know, would you call it a holiday? I mean, it seems to get celebrated.
Fuck yeah, it's a holiday.
Okay. All right. Don't mean to get on your bad side, Jim, but, I mean, it does get celebrated every year, so I guess it would constitute a holiday of sorts. It's May the 4th, which is widely known in a lot of circles as, Star Wars Day?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so happy May the 4th, Jim, and may the 4th be with you.
You guys, and too, you. And also with you.
There you go, and also with you.
In fact, when's, hold on, I gotta check something real quick. Fact checking. Do-do-do-do-do.
Isn't there one that they do for Empire Strikes Back or something, too?
The Sith have one, though. It might be May the 6th.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that, like, the day after Cinco de Mayo? It's like Revenge of the Sith, like, Revenge of the 6th, and, or whatever, because you're so frickin' hungover.
That could be.
Oops. I put in Wish Day. Sith Day. Is Jesus? I just want another fucking day.
With all the talk of it being Star Wars Day, Liz raised a good question this evening while I was talking to her about it. What was your first memory of Star Wars? Like, did you see the movie in the theater, or was it like on television, or on like a video cassette, or DVD, or what? What was it? Where did you first experience it? So we'll kick off with you, Dylan.
I believe I saw the 90s re-release.
Oh, like 97-ish, I think it was, or so, somewhere around there?
96, I think, was
96?
When New Hope was re-released. It was actually formally called A New Hope, if I remember correctly.
But was that actually, like, the first time you'd ever seen the movie?
Yes.
What?
Wow. Well, you got
to... I was only 6 years old.
Yeah, what'd you do with the previous 6 years of your life?
Watched Godzilla movies.
Lame.
Not lame, but whatever. And then I found Star Wars, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, oh my god. Oh, you guys, it would have been awesome if you guys had, like, when we went to go see Empire, I guess the year after that, dude, my fucking jaw drops when Vader revealed that he was Luke's father. Nice. Like I was like 7 years old and I was like, what?
That's funny.
That's crazy.
I hated that scene because I was just like, oh my god, this guy's so upset. Like, I used to just get like really, really upset when Luke's like, you know, no. I'll never, no! That whole thing. I used to just get upset. I was like, damn, this guy's like, this is really
I can't believe
up.
Nobody spoiled it for you.
Yeah, not even, yeah, honestly, I can't even. That's like something like my dad would be like, oh, well, and then Vader's like, but yeah, no one spoiled it for me.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool.
That's actually kind of cool that, like, I mean, your first exposure to them was like the actual re-release. I think in some respects that was neat.
In fact, that's the reason why my dad, David Prowse was kind of always on the outs with Lucas because, he made a comment at one point that he thought Vader was, Luke's father. And I think it was before that Lucas even revealed it to the cast and all that stuff. And, that's why Lucas and him have always had kind of a beef together
Well, because like he figured it out.
I don't know if he figured it out, but he made the comment, and that's one of the reasons why when he lifts up the mask in Jedi, it's not David Prowse in it.
No, it's Sebastian Shaw.
I can't remember the dude's last name.
I think it's the actor. And David Prowse is basically just he was basically just the body actor.
Right, but I mean, and they did a fan created alternate ending, Return of the Jedi with Prowse in the costume or the mask and all that. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You can see it on YouTube, but yeah, if chances are it would have been Prowse in there when he lifted it off, if he wouldn't have pissed off Lucas.
I think he was just kind of difficult to work with because I think he felt like he just was just did not get a lot of credit for what he did, because, I mean, it wasn't his voice. It was James Earl Jones'
voice. Well, he's basically the tall guy, and, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, the number one thing everybody identifies Vader with is the voice. So,
yeah.
Everybody always associated J.E.J. with it.
Yeah. So, but my dad actually bought the original trilogy on VHS, so I still have those old VHS copies of the movies, the ones that have, it's Vader, Yoda, and, no, it's Vader, Stormtrooper, and Yoda on them, right?
Yeah.
Like, those really, like, minimalist, yep.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are
cool. In fact, I'm trying to think which one they don't have the rights to the whole thing. It might be Empire. But either way, I guess, they're re-releasing all the, original, uncut, or original unedited versions again, and
well, that's what I have. Like that's what you saw in right. The movies, and I'm just like, holy shit! I'm like really happy to have those.
Yeah, but they're gonna be coming out on digital and Blu-ray.
Yeah, but having them on VHS, that's kind of cool.
It's retro.
It's super retro. So, but I don't mean to bring the pod down, but today is kind of a bittersweet day for me. Because it has been 2 years since my grandpa passed on this day, so I can't kind of, like, love this day as much as I would like to.
Right. Rightfully so.
So, unfortunately, that was weighing down on me a lot today for some reason. Well, not for some reason.
Yeah, understandably, dude.
Yeah. So, I miss him. So, but, you know, it's nice to have a pod to keep my mind off of it.
For sure.
Indeed.
So, what about you, Mike?
Well, here's to your grandfather.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Let me grab my drink.
Cheers. Tim's just, like, waving his hand up.
No, I had to reach for my drink, sorry.
So, I gotta think, I may not recall, like, when I first saw the movies, but I gotta think it was, like, one of, like, when they showed them on television, and they would show them, like, once a year. Like, on broadcast television, like, back when you would have only, like, four or five stations or whatever. I gotta think it was, like, one of those, because I remember seeing, you know, Star Wars and then Empire Strikes Back, and then going to the theater and seeing Return of the Jedi, when, like, Return of the Jedi had its initial release. So I had to have seen Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back somehow before seeing Return of the Jedi. But
what Mike is not telling you out there is that his first exposure was actually the Star Wars Holiday Special. He was like, "This is fucking terrible."
I probably saw that.
Who would want to watch this garbage?
I probably saw it when it was originally out. Actually,
God, talk about bad.
But there was another fun thing. I was looking it up. Hayden Christensen was. Anakin Skywalker turned into Darth Vader. You know how tall he is?
He's pretty tall, right?
Well, he's 6 feet. He's 6 foot tall.
Okay.
You know how tall David Prowse is?
6'4"?
Close. 6'5".
6'5"? Okay.
So somehow there's a five inch difference between the two actors who played Darth Vader.
It's the boots.
Well, you wouldn't really notice that I know he had to wear lifts in the prequels to actually, you know, be the right height for Vader, but like you wouldn't really notice that in any of the other scenes, I guess, because it's just, I don't know, not something you really pay attention to.
Well, you mean like when he's laid up Amidala?
Yeah. No, like when he's just like doing whatever as Anakin or what have you. God, I fucking
I wanna fly my pod racer.
God, I fucking hate those movies.
The prequels?
Yeah, they're fucking
When was the last time you watched them?
Probably like a year or two ago. I mean, my friends and I had we had a pretty strong habit of watching them on a yearly basis and just remind ourselves how bad they are.
Hmm.
Not episode two as much, though, because goddamn, that movie is fucking boring.
I like the third one.
Yeah, it was the best out of the three.
The third one is the most watchable of the three. It's still not very good, in my opinion.
I don't know. I recently watched them, and I think watching them now was better than then.
I don't think that. I actually don't think episode one is as bad as episode two. I think episode two is worse in terms of it being a movie because it's just fucking boring and like nothing happens for like 2 hours. And episode one, at least they tried to do decent, like, you know, it had decent effects. They still used sets. They still used props. Everything was just green screen in the last two movies.
Who in their right mind thought that, like, a Senate meeting would be a intriguing thing to have in a movie?
Nobody. It's just so boring.
It's like, yes, it's Star Wars C-SPAN.
Exactly. All that bullshit was kept to a minimum in the original series and somehow was still interesting.
Yeah. Hey, but Jim, how about you, man?
What? Oh, when did I see it?
Like, what? Yeah, what was your first exposure?
March 25th, 1983. Or not, May 25th, sorry. 1983. It was at the Hermitage Theater. Hermitage, PA. My dad took me. I remember standing in line. I remember going. And watching Return of the Jedi. That was the one I remember going to see. And like you said, I'm sure I've seen Empire and Star Wars before that. But I remember going to the theater with my dad to go see Jedi. I remember watching it, remember the movie. So that's like my point of insertion, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
What was that what was that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio? Inception. Yeah, point. That was my inception point with Star Wars. Yes,
that was your inception. Yep.
So, it's been downhill ever since.
There you go. But, yeah, so kind of an interesting little topic there, you know, like, just getting an idea. I hadn't really thought about Dylan in that, you know, well, I figured his answer would be, oh, yeah, you know, I saw him on video, like, when I was such and such an age, but to actually have it be the re-release was really kind of neat. Because I remember being, you know, like a young adult and how much excitement there was when those came back out, you know, and, you know, everybody was so jacked to see them again in the theaters.
Yeah. Know, even and, though it was like, and it's funny too, because for me, that's like the Star Wars that I grew up with, but the re-releases were, that was sort of the beginning of the end of, you know, like, Lucas's relationship with the fans, because that was, like, the first signs of him being, like, going back and tampering with something that people held so close to their hearts. And, it, you know, people were just like, what? Why is there a big CGI lizard in this? Why did that scene... Han shot first! You know, like, all that... That's where it all started.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta admit, I mean, like, the part with Jabba... outside the Millennium Falcon.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that at all, because, I mean, otherwise, like, in the original, it's just a big fat guy.
Well, he's not even in the original release.
He wasn't? I thought they did that.
No, it wasn't in it.
They filmed it, but they didn't wind up using it.
Oh, I thought I remember seeing a version where they had the big fat guy instead.
There might be a version where they use it. I mean, the version that I have, which as far as I... No, is a theatrical version. Like, that scene's not in the,
Was never seen, no pun intended, until, the re-release.
Like, one of the DVD releases or something.
Yeah, Lucas
like
put it in.
Because they did it a few different ways. They had it with the big fat guy, and then they had it with actually CGI.
You're
Jabba.
Thinking about the cut scenes or the extended scenes on the DVDs that they were showing. There was a big fat guy that stood in place of Jabba that filmed it.
But
well, because they didn't really know who or what Jabba the Hutt was, so they were just like, well, let's just get this guy to be it if we want to wind up using it. And then they just cut the whole scene from the movie because it doesn't really amount to much, you know? Right.
God, I must have a version where they put it into the sequence of the movie then. There must be a version out there that I have, because I remember watching it where it's actually the big fat guy.
Yeah, the original scene was an extra on the DVDs.
The original scene was the big fat guy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, like, in the re-release, it was CGI Jabba.
Right, but that scene was never in the film. No, they filmed it, but it was never in a film.
Yeah.
But you're confusing me. Because you just said it's in the original.
No, the original scene.
It was part of the. It was the original scene, but it was cut from the theatrical release.
Oh, like they didn't actually.
They never used it, but it was filmed.
There must be like an option that I played that once where
he might be suffering from Mandela.
No, I think he's right. I think there was an option on the re-releases with the extended cuts on the DVDs. That you could play them with the cut scenes or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up to watch the ones like a scene like where it's actually Jabba, and then you could watch a scene where it's like a big fat guy that's like standing in, but he's actually referred to as Jabba the Hutt. That's the weird thing. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I will say this, though, that with that scene completely removed from the movie and Greedo talking about Jabba, it does make Jabba's reveal in Return of the Jedi, like, that much better, because when you see him, it's like, oh, God, ugh. It's a big fucking disgusting slug.
Or you watch it with the guy, and then you see him in Return of the Jedi, and you're like, wow, he really let himself go.
Like, damn.
Damn, what the fuck happened, dude? Did you drink some booze that was off or something? Come on, man.
You drank way too much blue milk.
Yeah.
Fucking blue milk.
Blue milk doesn't do a body good.
He ate way too much of Yoda's weird chili that he was making in his hut.
Chili the Hut.
Pizza the Hut?
Yeah.
Pizza the Hut.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of bullshit that they added. Even in that scene with Jabba the Hutt, they even digitally inserted Boba Fett. So he's technically in all three of the movies now, if you go by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but... I mean, we talked a bit of Star Wars the last episode, too. But kind of wanted to talk about a trip that I had this week that kind of ended up being a little bit of a waste of time, but...
But not a full waste of time.
But not a full waste of time, because there was one key element to it that wasn't a waste at all. I got to actually go out to dinner with Dylan, which was fun and entertaining and interesting at the same time. But, I had a quick little business trip east of here and visited with a customer. And I was like, oh, Dylan, this isn't too far from you, I don't think. And he's like, I told him where it was. He's like, yeah, you're right. So we met up for dinner, but prior to that, I went to try and get a hotel room, which I don't know what the hell was going on in this town that I was trying to stay in, but I had to go to three hotels before I found one that actually had a room available. The second one, I had a little bit of an idea, because there was like some classic cars out front, so I think maybe there was like a car show in town or something. Like, these were old, like... God, I don't know what the fuck you would call them. The ones with they almost look like a thicker bicycle wheel. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. With like the really big ass spokes and shit.
Okay, There's a
whole bunch of those out in front of the hotel. So I gotta think it was like some sort of car show or something that was going on that's going on this weekend or something like that. But I walk into this third hotel, right? And there's a couple of guys in front of me. You know, getting a room, and I'm like, hey, you got a room for the night? The guy's like, yeah, it's going to be this. I'm like, okay, that's no problem. And so he starts the process of checking me in, and, you know, he's putting all my information into the computer and all that shit. And so he starts going over all the stuff that they typically go over, like when you check into a hotel. Oh, yeah, there's continental breakfast. It opens at 7. It goes till 11. Checkout's at 10:30 or whatever, such shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, and there's, no smoking in the rooms. You know, so if you want to smoke, you go outside and, you know, just there's, you know, like an ashtray or whatever outside the building. I'm like, oh, all right, no problem. I was like, oh, I don't smoke anyway. He's like, well, yeah, you know, but we got to tell people, you know, the people that own the building, if they find out there's someone who's smoking, they get upset. I'm like, I get that, but I was like, I don't smoke and I never have, never will. He's like, oh, well, you know, I just got to tell people about it. I'm like, all right, no worries. So I go out to get my luggage after he finally gives me the hotel keys and all that. And I'm like, man, this guy is taking forever, too, because I'm looking to meet up with Dylan. And, you know, I'm like, man, this guy is just fucking taking forever. And I grab my bags and I head back in through the lobby. And the guy, as I'm walking in, goes, don't forget, no smoking. Like, literally, it's been, like, 2 minutes. It's like I finished the conversation with him. Like, I would have forgotten him reminding me that there was no smoking, even though I don't smoke twice.
Maybe you look like you're a smoker.
I don't know, man. Never mind, I didn't, like, spend any time in the hotel, really. I slept there for, like, 6 or 7 hours and then left and went back about my business, you know, for work. You know, so, you know, coupled with meeting up with Dylan for dinner. Literally, I was there for maybe 7-8 hours at the most. And it, I was like, even if I did smoke, I wouldn't have had any chance to smoke. I didn't get any more warnings about, you know, the smoking in the hotel room, but I drive down to meet up with Dylan at this place, right across the border of New Jersey, right across the border into New York, like right, you know, at the southern portion of what, northern New Jersey or northern New Jersey?
Yeah, it's right out of Bergen County.
Yeah, yeah, Nanuet, I think it's called, I don't even know how the fuck you say that. Nanuet. But so
it's we meet up at the Ambulance Brew House.
I was gonna name the name, but Yeah, we meet up at this place called the Ambulance Brew House. We'll just name it anyway. Pretty neat looking place. Like, they have like a small inside bar area, and then they have some outside seating, like on the front sidewalk, and then like some outside picnic tables out back with like some fireplaces and shit. It was really kind of cool.
Yeah, they had like space heaters set up and like a little water station and
what kind of station? You
know, like water station.
Water, but yeah, really cool, like looking setup. But I'm driving there, right? And I'm driving down this road that it's on, and just as an aside, I happen to see this pool hall, like in this plaza down the street from it, and the name of it struck my imagination, and I wish I would have been able to take a picture of it, but I could just barely see it. The pool hall was named Diamond Jim's.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, I couldn't help but think of you, Jim, when I saw that.
It's hard not to think of you, right?
It's funny that place is on either side of it. It's like you go to, if you walk out of the bar and go right, like a few shops down, there's a gun store. If you walk out and make a left, a couple shops down, there's a gun store. So it gives you an idea of what kind of.
Be a bar that you don't want to mess around at, you know, because you could get into some trouble.
Yeah, you got to do a scrap.
But I tell you what, I mean, they had a really awesome beer list at the place. I mean, lots of stuff that I can't get, you know, around here. And I know you probably can't get around, you know, around where you live, Dylan, but really awesome beer list. Some Hill Farmstead stuff and stuff from Carton in New Jersey, which I think is probably a little more common for you. I think we saw something out of Chicago there too. What was it? Pipeworks, I think, had something on tap.
Oh yeah, it was it was Pipeworks. Pipeworks was actually just arrived in New Jersey.
Right. So we go to this place and like I said, the really awesome beer selection and everything. The one thing that was bizarre about the beer was attempts to order beer. We were sitting at a high top table for quite a while, and guy was standing at the bar, like the bartender, but he wasn't coming anywhere near us. So finally, I'm just like, okay, well, there's this little thing on the wall that says, you know, for beer, pull this. And it's just like a little, like, almost like a pull cord that you would have for like a ceiling fan or, you know, like a light switch type deal.
Or like if you had to pull down your attic, attic stairs.
Yes. So I pull it, and all of a sudden, like, this loud siren goes off.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, that's loud.
And I'm like, oh, shit, is there a way to turn the damn thing off? There was, evidently, but I couldn't figure out how to do it, because the guy came right over after that.
Well, he turned it off at the bar.
And turned it off, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it was just, like, a little button or something on it that I didn't see, that he just... He flipped up the button or something like that and turned it off. And he's like, hey, what can I get for you guys? I'm like, man, I was like, I didn't think that thing was going to be loud like that. He's like, ah, it's okay. And so he takes our orders and we decide to get some food there too. And this is the part where I was kind of the food was not good.
Yeah, it was not a highlight that night.
Nah, we ordered some nachos, and I had
way
some...
too much cheese.
No, that's oh no such God, thing like... for nachos.
No. Swimming in cheese. No, Jim, it wasn't like melted cheese. It was like that. It was like the nacho cheese you get at like the theater.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, I hear you then.
But they just like douse these fucking chips in the cheese.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. And then I had some tacos. I had some pork tacos. They were okay.
Was it pork pulled?
What?
Was it pork pulled tacos?
It was the pork pulled.
It could have been. I don't know. They were okay. Nothing to write home about, you know? And then, Dylan, you had, what, a quesadilla? So we had, like, a full-on Mexican night at a non-Mexican restaurant bar thing.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
But, hey, you know what? It was good company, and it was good to see you. You know, that was the important thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, and if you want to check out some of our shenanigans from the evening, we posted up quite a lengthy Facebook Live video from us hanging out.
That was the other thing, too. Do you remember how much I was trying to figure out what to fucking order, and I just had to keep, like, craning my neck backwards?
Yeah, but they had... Well... They had their beer menu supposedly updated on, there's a site called Beer Menus, and it was updated on the 2nd, but apparently stuff had changed since they had updated it on that day, which was kind of funny because it was like, yeah, you just updated this today. Yeah, but not all the stuff on there is we still have. I'm like, okay. So that was kind of weird.
You know, so that like, was a little bit odd.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the guy was pretty prompt at wanting us to get the hell out of there at about 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it was like, yeah. Last call, and I'm like, oh, time to go.
Yeah. I mean, you were still working on that flight of beers that you had ordered, so, I mean, that wasn't, I don't think, a big deal, but, and I was pretty much done. I had a couple of beers, and I was fine after that, but, yeah, it was kind of a bit of a weird place. I mean, the beer selection was amazing. The food was... pretty not amazing.
But seeing me, priceless.
Wow.
Indeed. It kind of leads me to like this thing where like I've been looking at lately where I follow Gordon Ramsay on Twitter.
Oh god.
It's fucking hilarious. He critiques people's food that they make. Like they'll send him pictures of food that they've made and he'll critique it and just like say, oh, that looks like a baby's diaper and shit like that. Like, right on Twitter. It's pretty fucking funny. It's like, I think people just make stuff that look awful, like, purposely just to kind of get criticized by him.
Probably. I'm surprised he hasn't caught on to it.
Or they're just totally fucking clueless and don't know what they're doing. But that food, if I would have taken pictures and sent it to him, I'm sure it would have gotten some comments. Because, like, your quesadilla looked good.
It was alright. It was a little dry.
Yeah, that was the only thing I was going to say, is it did look a little bit dry, but, like, it looked better than the nachos, and I think it looked better than the tacos I had.
Well, we'll have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, next time we'll go to where I suggest, right?
Don't be a Sarge.
Nah, I know, I'm just kidding. Hey, but you're going to have another visitor coming up, aren't you?
Yeah, Jim's going to be here on Sunday.
Well, that's got to be exciting.
Or a bit of a work trip, I guess.
You guess?
And then he's flying out to. You are in town for work, yeah. Right?
You're like, I guess.
Made it kind of sound like Jim doesn't do any work.
Oh, Jim does a lot of work.
He works it?
Oh, yeah. He works it like a champ.
I work it.
And then, it just seems like the hits just keep on coming because then, you know, like you get to see Jim and then right after that, I get to see Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks after that, I get to see both of you.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're going to once again be hitting up Dark Lord Day. This time, it's still two-thirds of Jim's Barbecue, but it's the two-thirds of Jim's Barbecue that you wouldn't expect to be going.
This is true.
Yeah. Sadly, Dylan the Drunk will not be in attendance of Dark Lord Day next weekend.
Well, you know what, though? It sounds like we have some other candidates to maybe take the mantle from you.
Yeah, based on some of the responses we've seen.
Yeah. But that'll remain to be seen. I'm sure we'll have some stories from that event and that excursion and the ride home. I'm sure we'll talk a lot. It'll be Jim, Sean, and I riding most of the way home.
Yeah, I'll have to bring my recorder so I can just randomly turn it on at times.
Oh, we'll just record random conversations in the van on the way home? Oh,
that's not a bad idea.
I know.
That could be the first episode of Space Monkeys.
Mace Monkeys?
Mace Monkeys.
Mace Monkeys plus one? Yeah.
Wow, now you're just ripping off every single Kevin Smith show.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
That was pretty clever, Mike. I gotta give you credit. Painting Optimus that Chad did for me. Oh my god. Fucking blew my load. I fucking filled the cup, but, that's 24x36.
Oh, did we want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we want to talk about that.
Let's talk about Nam, baby. Let's talk about... Oh, wait, we're talking about that.
But, so Dark Lord, I'm sure we'll get some... We'll get our deep dish on. We'll hit up some breweries. You'll hear all about it in an upcoming episode, you know, where we'll talk about all of our misadventures. Jim, I know you got to be excited about the Optimus Prime painting that Shay.
Oh my god, dude! I've been wanting to get it done for a long time, and he said I had a free spot, open spot, or whatever. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And oh my god, timing! I don't know. I've told you guys before with creating, not that I draw them, but creating some of the logos and stuff that Quigley's done for some of the jerseys and everything. You know, mm-hmm. I've talked to you guys about ideas or whatever, and then sometimes it's 8 months later, comes to fruition. And it's it's weird. Sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason in the time frame they should. Same thing with those logos, but this was the timing for that painting because it just, holy fuck. I'll have to put some pictures up on Jim's Barbecue Facebook page and put a link to Shad, but it's fucking incredible. Full size photo of Optimus Prime, or if not photo painting. Autobot logo in the background, kind of like a space cosmic theme. Yes, Optimus is a hero pose or whatever, but I thought he was fucking with me when he first sent it to me. I thought he took a picture of the Optimus Prime, Hot Toys or whatever, and cut around it with scissors and put it on top of an Autobot symbol or something like that. That's how fucking, it just, the thing looks fucking amazing. And then the next thing, He sent me a picture the next day in the light, and oh my god,
oh my god,
it just, oh dude, I literally filled the cup. I can't thank Shad enough, man. It's fucking incredible, perfect, love it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him post it on Facebook, and I was like, okay, this has got to be something that Jim had him do. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is all Jim, and the thing is if you do want to check it out, or check out Shad's work, you can go to shadart.biz. That's shadart.biz. Just look for him out on Facebook, Shad Nowicki. Amazing artist, amazing work. You got to check him out. Can't say enough about what he does. It's just unbelievable. If he's at a Comic-Con near you, man, go check out his booth. You owe it to yourself, man. some of the intricacies of what he does, just ridiculous. Just blown away by everything that I've seen of his stuff.
Dude's amazing, incredible. It's good stuff.
But yeah, man, that Optimus just looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to get in my hands. So,
well, that's like a centerpiece. And you know, I got to tell you, I mean, you sounded like when we were talking about the Star Wars Celebration last week, you sounded a little bit down that there was a few pieces that you looked at, but like the pricing and stuff like that was a little off. But I got to tell you, I mean, I think you won out maybe with this.
Oh God, thing. Dude! I even told him, I'm like, dude, this thing will be hanging, or this thing will be on an easel next to my fucking casket.
That's a fucking centerpiece, man. That just draws attention away from everything else.
No, well, in fact, easily. I'm gonna rearrange the room and because of where I want to put it. So
yeah,
it's definitely worthy of being the absolute focal point, center point. Dude, just incredible. Can't wait until Nickel City Con to get my hands on it.
All right. Oh, Nickel City Con. Coming up soon? Right?
What?
Isn't that coming up?
I think the weekend of the 19th after we come back from. It's the weekend after we come back from Dark Lord.
Shit, yeah. May 19th through the 21st, Nickel City Con at the Buffalo Convention Center. That painting will actually be there at Nickel City Con, if I remember Chad saying that correctly. Absolutely. So people will be able to check it out, man. I might make a little appearance there on behalf of Jim's BBQ podcast.
I don't know what this might stuff is, but
come on, I'm excited for it. You know who else is going to be there?
Ric Flair?
Is he?
No, I don't know. He was last year.
DDP is.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely like meet him. He'd be cool, dude. I'll be like, dude, why did you split up with Kim, or why did you guys split up, man?
You know they still work together. Like she helps with like the yoga.
Yeah, buttons. they're ended up still staying close. They're just not married. Which hey, you know what? Good for them. You know if it didn't work out, as long as they stayed friends, gotta give them credit. Yeah, neither one of them ever seemed like they were assholes. But God, she is fine.
So fine.
Dylan has no idea what we're talking about.
No, you're talking about wrestling.
Yeah, but you don't know who DDP and. His wife were and all that stuff.
No, I don't.
Just Google Kimberly Page real quick.
Kimberly Page?
She was one of the Nitro girls.
Is it P-A...
It's, I think it's just P-A-G-E, like the page in a book, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that thing you know nothing about?
Fuck reading, dude. Comic book pages, that's it.
she's very 80s.
Oh, that's... Well, 90s was the highlight of the wrestling.
Was she in the 40-year-old virgin?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
there's a picture of her standing in front of the movie poster.
Maybe that's just the night they went to go see it.
Maybe she went to like a premiere or something.
Oh, Jesus! Shit, I know who she is.
Alrighty.
Holy no, she was in the 40-year-old virgin. You know who she was? She's the one of the girls at the Data Palooza thing where they're doing like the rotating.
Oh, okay.
And her booby falls out of her shirt. You remember that part? Like she's talking, and then all of a sudden, like her one breast falls out, and he's just like, oh, dip, dip, zip, dip. Oh, and she was okay. Now I know why she looks so familiar. And then she was in this. This really cool fan film on that was made about it was a Batman fan film called Grayson about Robin trying to figure out like who murdered Batman, and she plays Catwoman in it. Wow, that's really funny. I totally know who she is.
Nice, it is kind of funny.
According to IMDb, her nickname is the Booty Babe.
Didn't they call her that when she was one of the Nitro girls?
She was like the. Not manager valet of the Booty Man.
Yeah, but is that why they called her that?
Who was actually Brutus the Barber
right. Cake.
No, they didn't call her that then. It was because she was the valet of the
Booty Man. Okay, I just can remember Big Papa Pump calling her that at one point.
Well, no, that was his thing. That he used that in his catchphrase type thing that he would always do. He was the big bad. Booty daddy, yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, yeah, that was part of his catchphrasing. That's when they were all started doing those catchphrases. Right. Like they all had like a tagline that they would use in all their promos and shit. Hey, but you know what? I think it might be time for one of our weekly segments.
Let's do it.
Dum da dum dum dum. Would you rather?
What would you rather?
Whoa! Chewie's in on this one, huh?
Chewie made his return.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm ready as I'll ever be. Are you ready? All right,
we're starting off with a good one.
I said, are you ready?
Dun, 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 yes. Dun.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
They probably can't wait to watch this. Rather. Would you rather have a little man that lives in your mouth and incessantly hammers on your teeth with a pick, or coexist with a small bird that lives on your nose and yanks out your nose hairs at its discretion?
The bird.
What the?
The bird.
Yeah, I've got to go with the bird, too.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I hate fucking nose hairs so much. So I actually.
Oh, you're taking that like as like a good thing, like him pulling the nose hairs out would be like to your benefit.
I mean, it would suck because it would be completely random. But right. And, like, you know, you could be like in the middle of like conversation, all of a sudden this bird's just like, and it's like, ah. But I feel like that would be okay because I don't want to have a fucking little dude living in my mouth.
That's gotta be like a. That's got to be a thing that you timestamped.
It probably will be.
I don't want to have a little dude living in my mouth. Oh, God. I think I'm going to go with you on the bird pulling out the nose hairs, just because it doesn't seem like it'll be as a constant.
Because bird. Bird is a word. I said a bird.
Bird is the word. The bird. Bird is the word.
What the fuck is this little joke down here? Hold on a second. An old man was sitting on a bench at the park. A young man walked up and sat down next to him. The young man had a multicolored mohawk hairdo. Green, red, orange, blue, and yellow. Taste the rainbow. The old man stared at him fixedly. The young man turned to him and said, "What's the matter, old-timer? Never done anything wild in your life?" Without batting an eye, the old man replied, "I got drunk once and had sex with a parrot. I was just wondering if you were my son."
Nice.
All right. Oh, God, this one's speaking of disgusting. Oh, Mike is going to not like this one at all. Would you rather drink half a cup of a stranger's saliva or eat all the hair out of your bathtub drain?
Wait, say it again?
Would you rather drink half a cup of a stranger's saliva or eat all the hair out of your bathtub drain?
Oof.
I'm getting fucking queasy just, like, reading this.
I think I would go with the saliva.
Yeah, me too, as horrible as that would be.
Is it your own drain? Nah, I'd go with the saliva. I'd have to.
Ugh.
That's grosser than licking a 4-inch spot on a urinal.
Would you rather have regular encounters with aliens and not have any proof, or have your best friend be invisible? It's such a weird, like, dichotomy between the questions.
Wait, what? Can you go back over the question?
Well, wait.
Would you rather...
No, go ahead, say it then.
Would you rather have regular encounters with aliens and not have any proof, or have your best friend be invisible?
Oh, fuck. I'd rather have regular encounters with aliens, but not have any proof.
But are they insinuating that your best friend is fake? Like...
No, I don't know. I feel like, are you suggesting that your best friend is invisible, but does everyone else just know he's, like, he or she is there?
Like, are they really real and just invisible, or is it just
I think that, I mean, that's how I was taking the question.
I don't know, I think the alien one would be cooler, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, just because I think it would just have more to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that one, too. As long as it didn't turn out to be like that weird Christopher Walken movie where he has sex with the aliens.
Oh, what would be wrong with that? You know what I'm saying?
Would you rather have all your wedding guests come down with food poisoning, or have the father of your spouse try to squeeze the fannies of all the female attendants?
Say it again.
Would you rather have all your wedding guests come down with food poisoning, or have the father of your spouse try to squeeze the fannies of all the female attendants?
The father of the spouse squeeze the fannies, because that's kind of funny.
It's funny.
I don't know, because like with that one, it's like, it doesn't end well for you in either case, because if you've got like the father trying to touch all the women's asses, it's like, well, you know, he's being a douchebag and he's fucking ruining the wedding. But then it's like, if your guests all come down with food poisoning, it's like, we all got food poisoning because you had shitty food at your wedding, asshole. I don't know. That's tough.
It's funny.
You're like, my father did that.
No. The venue that Liz and I got had our reception at just got shut down over the Thanksgiving holiday because of food poisoning issues. I mean, it was, you know, 12 years ago at that point that we used them as our venue for our reception. But they basically ended up, they're at a point now where they're trying to sell the business. So the effects of everybody having the food poisoning, like whether it was like people that went there for Thanksgiving dinner versus a wedding or whatever, that would really suck. Cause you know, you're talking maybe like, you know, 100 to 200 to 300 guests or whatever. That would really fucking blow. But,
oh yeah, no doubt.
I'm picturing our wedding, and it was the father-in-law trying to pinch the asses of all the female guests.
Excuse me, Mike, all the fannies.
All the fannies of the female guests? Yeah, that would just be fucked up. I'm trying to picture like Liz's dad doing that, and it's a really weird image. But I gotta think that it would probably be, I don't know, that may, I think I gotta go with the food poisoning. I think I'd rather deal with the fallout from that than deal with people going, what the fuck is wrong with your dad, Liz?
I think I would too.
I mean, in the long run, it's, yeah, I mean, it just seems like it would be just going, hey, you know what? I was like, yeah, we use them as the venue, but you got to go to them if you had problems with the food. It's, you know, we didn't serve the food. You know, I feel bad, but, you know, if you
have, I feel like you could look back on that and just be like, oh, man, remember that time we went to Mike and Liz's wedding? We all got food poisoning. God, that sucked. Haha, we were puking for hours. But then it's like, oh, God, Liz's dad is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd rather deal with the food poisoning. I'll go with the food poisoning.
Yeah, I think the other thing has like more dire consequences in the long run.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. Yeah, I think the food poisoning is probably the lesser of two evils. I mean, it's going to have the more immediate evil.
Well, how about we do another gross one?
Oh, sure, why not? Because, you know, so many of them are not gross.
Would you rather drink a 2-ounce glass of liquid from a huge blister or eat a salad covered with bits of scabs?
Yeah, you gotta read it again.
Would you rather drink a 2-ounce glass of liquid from a huge blister or eat a salad covered with bits of scabs?
Oh.
So instead of bacon bits, it's like scabbing bits?
Yeah, scab bits. I feel like the salad, if it had, with the scabs, but if it had, like, a bunch of other shit in there, it might be enough to cover up, like, you know, the little pieces of scab in there.
Yeah. And so, hey, Dylan, yes? I think you could have French or Thousand Island dressing with it.
That's a callback.
It is. It is. I'm glad you recognized it. I would go with the salad, I think.
I'd go with the salad, too.
I'd have to say that, too, probably. The other one is just way too fucking gross.
It would be really funny if Jim was just like, I have to do the blister because I fucking hate salad.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not a big salad fan.
I cannot eat anything with greens.
All right. Would you rather have to learn sword swallowing or fire eating?
Ooh, both would be cool.
I would rather learn fire eating, I think.
Hmm.
This is like the safest like question ever. I think the fire eating would maybe be like the better one to do. I think there's too much margin of error for the sword swallowing.
Yeah, I gotta go with the fire eating.
Jim?
I don't know. Sword swallowing sounds cooler. I'd go with that.
I've heard that Jim has swallowed a lot of swords over the years.
I see what you did there, fucker.
Would you rather be given a rectal exam by a dentist or have a cavity filled by a proctologist?
I'd say the rectal exam by a dentist.
As long as they're not using any of their tools.
Yeah, I don't, dude.
There's only one tool I'd want them to use.
A gloved finger?
No, the Novocaine.
Oh!
It would make it, you wouldn't feel anything.
Yeah, but they still gotta inject it, and that shit hurts.
Not really. Just a little pinch.
Just a little pinch.
That's what they always say. Anytime they poke into your gum with the needle with the Novocaine in it, you're just gonna feel a little pinch. And they say it in such a calming voice, too. It's just a little pinch. And then you feel this, like, sharp little jab into your gum, and you're like, ugh. And then, like, 20 minutes later, you're like, not going well right now. Oh, you like that? You liked Novocaine Talk by Mike?
Yeah, I did. Oh, my God, dude. I remember one time I had to get some teeth removed, like, baby teeth that were taking a long time to come out, and they had to Novocaine me, and my fucking upper lip felt like it was, you know, it had been stung like 8 times by bees. And we went out for, my mom took me to Dairy Queen afterwards to get ice cream, and I was like, I was just eating my ice cream cone, and she like looks up and she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? I had, because my lip was so swollen and I had no feeling in it, I was just fucking covered in ice cream. I was like, what's the matter? She's like, you don't even want to know what you look like right now. I'm like, what do you mean?
What, was that like 3 weeks ago?
All right, here's a good one.
So, what did you have, like vanilla ice cream?
No, I think it was chocolate, so I think she said something.
Oh,
like
God.
She said, like, it looks like somebody smeared a diaper on you.
That's awesome.
It was really funny.
Oh, I'm sure.
Would you rather, while drunk, go rock climbing or learn how to surf?
Learn how to surf.
Oh, learn how to surf. At least you're just falling in the water.
Yeah, we know how climbing in you and drunk goes.
Yeah, not very well.
Yeah, I gotta concur with you guys. I think surfing while drunk might be a little more appealing than rock
climbing. Probably more fun, too.
There's just a measure of, I think there's a bigger measure of risk.
Oh, God, this one's disgusting. And Mike, you'll know, and Mike and Jim, you'll know exactly what the second part is.
Okay.
Would you rather suck the white dried spit off the edges of the speaker's lips after a 2-hour talk, or suck the crud that gathers in the corner of a cat's eye?
Hmm.
Well, who comes up with either of those two choices? I mean, those are so fucking weird.
And disgusting.
The cat.
Oh my God, they're so gross. Oh, the cat's hairy.
So are you.
Yeah, but not like all over my body.
But there's so many factors to go with the person.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of factors to go with the cat too, but I mean.
So wait, what was the first one though? The crud in the corner of the mouth of a 2-hour speaker?
Yeah. Like you gotta lick the crud that gathers up in the corner of Obama's mouth after one of his 2-hour speeches.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with the cat too.
I don't know. I guess the cat.
But it's hairy.
I would also be worried about the cat being like, what the fuck are you doing? And swatting me in the face. Like, I don't think Pepper would take kindly to us being like, come here, cat, I want to lick your face.
Nice.
Duffy would.
So, I think that's enough for one night.
Do you think so?
Anyway, that's been this week's edition of Would You Rather, and it was pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's Barbecue Pod proudly brings to you Sarge of the Week!
Ooh, nice. Changing it up.
Mike knows what that's from.
Oh, let's get ready to Sarge!
That was pretty good. That might have to be our new segment. Like that. Or intro, I mean.
Maybe. We'll see. We're ever changing. We're evolving here on, or maybe devolving here on Jim's BBQ Podcast.
We're like the evolution.
We're the de-evolution.
Yes. So, Jim, do you have a Sarge for this week?
No, I really can't think of one.
Huh?
Well, what's yours, Dylan? You seem to be pretty peppered up about yours.
I had this woman come in the other day and yesterday and ask for extra mayo to just dish it out that we really didn't have any. And she's like, well, because we didn't put enough on her sandwich. And she said that it was not acceptable. And I'm like, sorry. Oh my God. I'm going to fucking kill you.
That's what I'm thinking, the mayo on her sandwich. What, like,
you know what? I don't even want to fucking tell the rest of the story.
Nice.
Dylan gave her some extra mayo. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Dylan. My flatulence interrupted.
Anyway, my Sarge of the Week is Jim for fucking ripping ass in the middle of my story. It was just a really petty thing. I was just like, I'm like, lady, like, I really don't have extra stuff to give out right now. She's like, really? You don't? And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I'm not supposed to do that. It was agreed upon with the staff, and sorry. So she left and then came back. And she's just like, I have a hard time believing that. I'm such a good customer. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but, like, we were not supposed to be giving out truffle mayonnaise to customers or anyone else because it costs us a lot to make, and that's just what we agreed upon. I'm sorry. If you want me to go grab the other guy, I'll go get him, and he can explain it to you. And she's like, no, it's fine. I understand. She's like, I just... And I'm like, all right, this is the most petty argument ever. Like, it's like they didn't put enough fucking mayo on your sandwich. She's like, sorry. So, Sarge of the Week, Jim, because he farted.
Hmm. You got one, Mike?
No, I mean, I found great humor in the guy at the hotel this past week, but...
I wouldn't call him not
really a Sarge. He was just... I don't know if he was just kind of fucking around or what, but...
Do we want to say Ovechkin or one of those guys was a Sarge for whacking your boy Crosby?
Nah. Nah. You know
part
what?
Of the game, man.
I haven't been talking a lot of hockey. I've just been watching it and enjoying it and, you know, hoping that, my team continues to have success. So that's what I'm looking for is, you know what? At this point right now, no, I'm not going to even say it. Nope. Never mind. I'm not talking about it. I don't want to jinx. They're doing well. That's all I'm
Mike's
check.
Getting his playoff superstition.
Okay.
He has his playoff beard going.
I haven't shaved in a while, but no, that's just me being lazy. I haven't talked a lot about the playoffs. I mean, I made one post about the Flyers missing the playoffs again,
Well, that's almost
you know,
a
being eliminated.
Contention.
But that's my yearly tradition. 42 years in now. They're almost to that 50 year mark. I can't wait.
It's almost like there should be a logo for
you know. You know what? If they hit, what would that be? If they hit, 1975 plus 50. What is that?
75 plus 50.
That's
2025.
It's 2025. 8 years from now, if they hit, you know, that 50 year mark, then yeah, we'll put out a logo.
I was kind of shocked. This has been the first year in how many that Detroit hasn't made it?
Oh, forever. Yeah. 20 years, something like that. It's something ridiculous. But no, I haven't really been talking a lot about it. I've just been really enjoying the playoffs. I've been watching a lot of the different games, a lot of the different teams. Really enjoy what Ottawa's been doing in the playoffs.
That's probably who.
Been watching
that group for if anything happens to the Pens.
Yeah, Nashville's been pretty exciting to watch. They're going to be really tough to beat. They're fantastic.
It goes to show you how much different playoff hockey is.
Anaheim and Edmonton, that series is tied up at 2 now. Fantastic series from like some of the highlights and stuff I've watched of it. But no, I'm not making a lot of posts or anything about it. I'm just kind of watching and just, you know.
It has been enjoyable.
I haven't complained anything about Ovechkin or Niskanen or any of the players on Washington. I know that stuff can change in a heartbeat. So I'm enjoying it for what it is and hope that, you know, Sid can come back and the Pens can hopefully continue on down the path that I hope they're headed in, which is maybe a return to the finals this year.
Yeah, they've been doing really good.
And a chance at, man, they've been scaring the fuck out of me. I mean, that last game, man, you don't even know how intense I was. I was just sitting there. I was like, I couldn't go to bed for like another hour after the game ended because I was just like so intense from it. It was like I had played the game, you know? That's how I normally feel like after like one of my games on Monday night, like I can't go to bed for like an hour and a half. That's how I felt. How I felt watching that game. I'm just sitting there going, oh my God. Or like after the game ended, I'm just sitting there, oh my God, man, what a fucking game. Oh my God. It was crazy. And then once, like I got into bed and I almost immediately fell asleep. Like within like 5 minutes, I was out. But it took me about an hour and 20 minutes to come down from it. It's weird. It's even worse. Like when I play, like, I mean, you guys probably don't see it like on the street hockey thing, but like when I play ice, like it's the adrenaline is so much higher. Like it's such like an incredible rush.
It's a different
like,
game too.
My adrenaline is. It completely is. It's just higher energy, and you're exerting so much more. There's no comparison.
Ice is way better between the two.
Oh, it is. It is. I absolutely love it. I love doing it, but. But yeah, I haven't really been talking a whole lot of shit about the playoffs or anything. As much as I want to, I just sit there and go, no, I'm just going to kind of just ride it out, see how they do. And so far it's been working well. I'm hoping Saturday is, you know, the clincher, you know, they're right in the spot that they need to be, but I hope they can clinch it and clinch the series on Saturday and just move on to the next round. And hope that Ottawa and the Rangers keep going down the path they're going on because Rangers just tied that series.
I think I'd rather play the Rangers. More games.
Here's the thing though, is like Ottawa's up and coming, but they're also hurting a lot. They have a lot of players that are out or that are injured and, you know, or even players that are playing hurt, like, their best player, Carlson, he's playing hurt, and you can tell. So I don't know that they necessarily would want to play the Rangers, although I think that they would match up well against them. I think they might actually rather see Ottawa. Did we talk at all about Ottawa? I think I had a discussion with my dad about this, and I don't know how much you follow hockey or not, Jim, but they're in their 25th year since they came back into the league. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't realize it's been that long. I know that's Quigley's team. That's Quigley's team is Ottawa.
Oh, Okay, so former podcast guest, Jeff Quigley, the guy who did our amazing logo for our podcast, that I think Jim is going to get tattooed right on his ass.
No, I'm just going to get Jeff tattooed on my ass.
Oh, you're just going to get Quigley tattooed on your ass. So they did something kind of weird this year where they have had this legendary anthem singer for, like, the national anthems at their games, like, since they came back into the league.
Yeah.
Where this guy, Lyndon Sluich.
Yeah.
He's like a tired T, and he would always like do this like weird little wink and thumbs up at the crowd, like when he would finish the anthem. Have you seen this over the years?
Did you send me that? Like in the last couple days?
I don't know if I did.
Okay, it was one of my other buddies, but I just read that within the last couple days.
Do you know where I'm headed with this?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, well, so I was watching one of the games over the weekend, this past weekend, and I was like, what the fuck? Ottawa's got like a different person doing the anthem. How would they not have the Mountie guy doing the anthem? He's like always doing the anthems for him. Apparently I haven't been following Ottawa very well this year because this is their 25th year. They decided not to renew the contract for this guy to do the anthems.
Huh.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? He was like one of the best things about like the national anthems, for that team is he had like a really good like character and he was fun and you know, and then they just basically said, yeah, we'll bring him back every once in a while, but he's not going to be the guy doing them every game.
I wonder if that's he was the curse.
I don't know, but is that what you saw the other day?
Or? No, somebody sent me a thing about him. That's weird though. I didn't realize that they didn't use him this year.
Well, not as much this year. Like I guess they kind of like said, yeah, we'll bring him back here and there, but we're not gonna bring him, like, he's not gonna be, like, the main guy. You know how, like, at the Penguins games, Jeff Jimerson does, like, the majority of the games, and then occasionally they'll bring somebody special in, like, you know, every once in a while, but he does, like, he probably does about, I don't know, 75% of the games for them at home. Well, that was this guy, this Lyndon Sluich. He was, like, a Mountie. Retired Mountie, like he was the guy for Ottawa, and then all of a sudden they let him go. But yeah, just kind of strange. I hadn't even given it a thought, and then all of a sudden I was watching one of the games over the weekend, and I was like, oh, this will be fun. And then all of a sudden it's not him; it's some other dude.
It's weird. I'm sure a lot of sports have it or whatever. I just probably more aware of it because of hockey, but it's. There's a lot of character in that history of hockey. You know, like every stadium's goal horn's different. Like tons of different places have different sayings, like Pittsburgh says, you know, great night for hockey or whatever.
Oh, it's a great day for hockey.
That's like Pittsburgh. It's trademark Pittsburgh.
It's what Bob Johnson always, it was what Bob Johnson, the coach that for the 91 team, always used to say.
But, I mean, you don't. That's the only team that says that is a great day for hockey is Pittsburgh. Right. You know, it's just like there's so many different nuances with all the different teams and all the history and traditions and character. It's really cool. Like, I bet you most people that watch or, you know, like the casual watcher or somebody just knows about it probably doesn't even realize that each stadium or arena has its own goal horn. Each one's a different sound. Yeah.
Hey, did you see what Edmonton, the fans in Edmonton did the other night?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking national anthems and all that. It kind of just reminded me of it. They're facing Anaheim. And so, like a team from Canada, like when they're facing a team from the States, their anthem singer will sing both anthems, the U.S. anthem and the Canadian anthem. And, you know, if they're in Canada, obviously they'll do the U.S. one first and then the Canadian. And then if playing in the States, they'll do the Canadian one and then the U.S. one. So they're in Edmonton playing, and as the guy is going to start singing the anthem, the microphone just cuts out. Like the battery in it dies. Nice. He gets the entire crowd to sing the U.S. national anthem. Mm. And it was just, there's video of it online. It's just fucking amazing. Like, it's just really cool. Like, they're just full out, the whole crowd just totally into it, just singing the whole damn thing. And it's in Edmonton. So it's like, right on, you know, good for them. They, you know, You know, they just, you know, picked up, you know, where the guy left off, and he's like, oh, we're all sitting together. He just kind of screams it out, and then all of a sudden, like, the whole crowd just picks up on it and goes with it. Yeah.
Could you sing the Canadian National Anthem if you had to?
One of those people where, like, if I had the words in front of me, I probably could. But I know some, most of it, but not, like, not all of it verbatim.
Yeah, I might screw it up, but I know it pretty good.
Yeah, but, like, if the words were in front of me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I could do this.
You can do it.
So, you guys ready to close this thing out for the night? Sure.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, you know, it's going to close us out for episode 55. If you want to check out what we're doing, what we've been up to, where we're headed. Hey, if you want to see pictures from our weekend, and maybe some, Facebook Live videos from Dark Lord, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also, excuse me. Forgot I took a Novocaine injection before.
Yeah, apparently.
You can also follow us on Instagram if you want to get pictures of me hanging out with Jim on Sunday and probably some regular updates for Dark Lord Weekend. If you go to @JimsBBQPod, and you can also get Twitter updates. Follow us @JimsBBQPod.
You can also send us an email about anything you'd like, especially Dylan, @JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, or go straight to the website, www.JimsBBQPod.com, and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Don't forget, as always, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And you know what? I'd be remiss to say this, but I think Dylan is kind of missing his cue for one other thing during Sarge of the Week.
That he's the Sarge?
Oh, no. I was waiting till now.
You were waiting till now? Oh, yeah. You're giving it, like, its own special billing now. It's not during the Sarge segment anymore, well, huh?
It's got to go at the end of the show, because, like, honestly, it's the only spot for it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, and that's Chris Seymour. Go fuck yourself.
Good old Christian. We'll be seeing him in a couple weeks too.
Yeah, I'll tell him he can go fuck himself.
Live and in person. You know what? Yeah. We'll have to Facebook Live.
We definitely got to Facebook Live that. You know what else we should do? If he's staying at the same hotel as us, we should go to the front desk and tell them that they need to give his room a wake up call, and it needs to be like the front desk person being like, excuse me, is this Chris Seymour?
Yeah.
Like, well, good morning, and go fuck yourself.
Nice.
And then just hang up.
I'll do that. I'll just go up front and ask him if I can do it.
They're going to be like, oh, now that wasn't very nice, eh?
You betcha, eh?
Wow.
That was my weird Canadian voice.
Yeah, that sounded a little weird. And you know what? Maybe Chris Seymour will be live at the Symposium Cafe with Jim's BBQ Podcast, and you can tell him to go fuck himself at the Symposium, too.
You know, it'll be funny for anybody that doesn't listen to this pod, and that's, like, most people, they're all just going to be like, why are you telling him to go fuck himself? Like, what did he do to you?
What didn't he do?
Yeah.
He did tell us about that chicken fucker.
That's true.
And called you Jim Crandall.
Yeah, he did call me Jim Crandall.
Jim Crandall. I just think the best part of that was like how perplexed you were by the whole thing.
That was some editing skills right there, too.
Oh, I think it was. I mean, it worked out so well just to kind of give them the pipe, you know, just like, just hang up on them, and it worked out pretty well. Bye! See ya!
Oh, it was great. So, but yeah, anyway, long story short.
Our Chris first Seymour. And only call-in show.
Chris Seymour, you can go fuck yourself. I'll say it again. I said it once. I said it twice. I'll say it a third time. You can go fuck yourself.
Chris Seymour, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Hey, guys, listen. I was told to go fuck myself.
Oh, man, he's here.
Hey, guys, listen. I could go fuck myself.
Can you? Can you really? That's a little weird.
We should do a segment where I pretend I'm Chris.
We should. Like, the next time we record, just be like,
hey, guys. Like, hey, guys. Hey. Listen, guys.
It'll be like Mike will say hello, and then I'll say hello, and you'll be like, oh, hey, guys. Like,
have you ever seen the little kid with Listen, Linda? Listen, what? Linda? Where he's like, Linda, listen. He's like a 4-year-old.
No.
Go to YouTube and type in Listen, Linda. It's fucking the child version of Chris Seymour. it's hilarious. Just think of him while you're watching it. It'll be even funnier because it's so a kid doing Chris Seymour. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay,
I love how we always call him by his full name too. He's never just Seymour, never just Chris. He's Chris Seymour.
Yeah, that's just. I had friends in high school where we always used to call them by their full name.
Hmm.
If he killed somebody, would you have to learn his middle name? So you'd call him like, you know, like Chris Allen Seymour.
It's Ralph.
Why'd you go with Allen?
I don't know. That's just what popped in my head.
Christopher Ralph Seymour.
I was thinking you were gonna go. I thought you were gonna go with a funnier name. It was like Chris Archibald Seymour.
I don't know. Allen popped in my head. I don't know why.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we can't drive 55.
Alrighty.
Me too.
I had Yanaki or Naki or how do you say
it? Naki and Gnocchi.
It's actually called Gnocchi. No, it's actually called Gnocchi.
Yeah, Gnocchi.
No, Gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
You don't say, you don't have the part at the end?
It depends on what dialect in Italy, but most of the time, no.
Okay. You should say the word twice in a row, Jim.
Yup, yup. Yup, 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 yup.
There you go.
But, I mean...
I like how amused Mike is by that.
Like, I mean, if you asked Liz how she grew up or what she heard it as, she might say gnocchi. Our hockey numbers.
Where's the talking in the background coming from?
There's talking in the background?
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Oh, Jim's rolling out of bed.
Jim fucked it up already. Hey, shut up!
Shut up! What the fuck's wrong with you? Don't you know I'm podcasting? Come on, man. Oh, I'm podcasting with my friends.
Oh, I'm podcast.
Podcasting with my friends, and they're getting angry because they hear stuff in the background.
I thought you were going for the beer whisperer guy. I'm trying to remember how the intro goes. Oh, right.
Wow.
Well, I was gonna do it, but I was interrupted by that gas.
Oof.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, definitely got one.
All right, I'll do it. All right, you ready? I'm waiting for Chewy. Can I go? Hello? Mike?
Did he send us a message?
I said he did. You guys fucking... What the fuck?
That's totally unplanned, too.
It totally was, but I was like, I want to see how long he could twist in the wind. Oh god, that was funny. Hello.
Good times.
I'm sorry, Dylan, we had to.
You didn't have to. You just wanted to.
I've heard a radio show do that before, and now that's pretty much like what happens. Like, someone's just like, you're still there? Hello?
Am I all alone? Oh no.
Or we could do the other version, where it's, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we can drive 55!
Wow.
Impressive.
Ah.